It is a surprise at what might come across the news desk on any given day, but what our audience finds interesting is sometimes just as unexpected. Let's start our list of top stories from 2017. Number 10 was the announcement the Carol Kmart store in City Center Plaza would be closing in July. Rumors about Kmart shutting its doors had surfaced for years, but the rumors were true for the final time when Sears Holdings, Kmart's parent company, announced Carol was on the list of dozens of stores being closed down. The building would only remain empty for a few months, though. The Carol Baumgars officially opened their doors in the plaza on November 2nd after moving from their previous location on the west edge of town. Our next story was written nearly 1 year ago when more than a dozen accidents occurred in Carroll after roads became covered in ice. On January 10th, the Carroll Police Department and Carroll County Sheriff's Office were stretched thin, responding to so many calls. The accidents varied in severity from minor fender benders to a vehicle colliding with a garage, causing serious structural damage. Conditions were so bad that a tow ban was issued temporarily because it was deemed unsafe for vehicles to be on the roadway. Number 8 on the list was the announcement from one of the state's largest cooperatives, Landis Cooperative, that they would be making a 5% cut across a 26-county region. The reductions were part of the company's Project 2020 Consolidate, Then Grow effort. Project 2020 saw foreclosures at the Coon Rapids location, grain asset closures in Audubon and Exira, and seasonalization in Sac City. CEO Mylon Kusarak told members, "We are reducing costs and consolidating to be more profitable and, in turn, reinvesting profits to more efficiently handle smart volume through strategic assets." He added the decision was tough, but needed to be made. The final grain asset closure takes place in Exira, effective January 1st, 2018. Three of our top stories dealt with closures or cutbacks, and number 7 is no exception. This story comes from Santa Maria Vineyard and Winery, and their announcement in May they would be shifting their focus back to wine with the end of their full-service restaurant. Instead, the owners, John and Rose Gwinnan, expanded the catering side of their business and started utilizing their Tuscan-themed courtyard and restaurant space for wine tasting and live entertainment. The final story on my half of the top 10 countdown affects many people in the listening area. Number 6 on the list was the notice in May that a landmark Carroll business, Farner Bach & Company, was being purchased by California-based Coremark Holding Company Incorporated for $190 million. Farner Bach & employs more than 1,000 employees, and Chairman John Norgard told the staff and community the purchase was good news for all involved. President Dean Onken and CFO Paul Francis stayed in key leadership positions as co-division presidents through the transition, which was completed in July. Coremark indicated they did not anticipate major changes for Farner Bach & employees after the acquisition. And that was the start of your top 10 countdown of listener favorites from 2017. News director Chantel Grove will close out the list in upcoming broadcasts. Wishing you a happy new year, I'm Nathan Cones reporting.